Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 102 for Saturday, August 15th, 2015, part of the Dog Days of Summer Podcasting, even though I've got yet another hole in my Dog Days of Summer Podcasting now. Yep, I missed Friday. Again, mainly a workflow issue on my part. I'm just not... It was right after I wrapped up work. I hadn't run. I hadn't done anything yet. And I thought about just knocking it out because I had been doing a little bit of that, trying to get it up and out of the way quickly. And for whatever reason, I didn't. And then the evening, we had a bunch of people, like family and a couple of friends over. Had a bunch of people over for dinner, and they were around for a while. And the Carolina Panthers preseason game was on. Some people wanted to watch that, and that's hours of football. I mean, I'm not really a huge pro football fan. I'm somewhat of a college football fan, a little more again than I used to be. I've gotten back into it a little bit. But you know, I'm perfectly happy for it to just sit there in the background. But it did sit in the background for hours. And then afterwards, when people left, Charlotte and I got to sit down. We had some time, and we did get to play a game of Ascension, the deck building game that we had bought. And we really liked it. It plays a little bit differently than I thought it was. There is combat in it, but I thought it was kind of focused on the combat. And there's really... Combat is probably the... At least in this, I mean, we've only played one game, but based on looking at the cards now and everything, and now that you've played the game, you see how the flow goes. The goal of the game is to gain honor, this, you know, just attribute. And there's this pool of honor that is based on the number of people that are playing. And once that pool of honor is exhausted, then at that point you gain honor from that pool in various ways. You basically finish up the turn, and then everybody counts up how much honor they have, and whoever has the most wins. And combat is an obvious way to gain honor, but it's not the only way. And a number of the other cards that I wasn't focusing on because I was focusing on trying to fight, and there weren't enough cards to fight, so I built up a deck that couldn't gain followers, which is the other thing that you're doing, and constructs, which are like... items and weapons and things like that, you know, non-heroes in your group. But gathering up a big group of the more powerful types is probably the best way to go. So playing again, I think I'll build my deck a little bit differently. But it was definitely fun. We enjoyed that. It's a fun deck building game, easy. You know, it is a card drawing and like I said, deck building, but it's a deck building, not a collectible card game. It's a deck building game. So all the cards that you need are there. There are expansions to Ascension that you can buy, and so you can end up with more cards. But in any case, everyone who's playing the game doesn't have to bring their own cards or anything like that. It's all in the box. So definitely recommended deck builders. Nice game. Then afterwards, we're not trying to catch up to Doctor Who at any particular point or thing like that, but we are trying to catch up on our Doctor Who. We're both big, now I'm going to blank. Ninth Doctor, only one season, not 10. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. We're both big fans of the Ninth Doctor, but we worked our way through David Tennant. Charlotte watched. I sometimes am in and out of the room, or she's watching when I'm not around. But I saw a number of them that I had heard about or even read about. I've Wikipedia'd my way through Doctor Who's one of those things that at times I just like, yeah, I'm not that interested in that character. So I just read the Wikipedia synopsis of the story. But now I've seen a bunch of those that I hadn't seen before and always planned to go back and watch them at some point, but just hadn't gotten around to it. We're into Matt Smith now, and the storyline, I don't think I like Matt Smith quite as much as a doctor as I did Tennant. And Tennant, I really kind of started to like, towards the end of his, seasons. I'm not liking Matt Smith yet as much, but I like the story, the big overarching story arcs are pretty cool. And we're getting into some that are, some around the whole notion of him and River Song, which I knew a little bit about and are really interesting to actually watch. So that's good stuff. We just finished yesterday afternoon, A Good Man Goes to War, for those of you who know him by name and such. So we're getting ready to watch Let's Kill Hitler. We were going to watch that pretty late last night, but we decided instead to put on another episode of Mr. Robot. Now, this is I think it's a USA Network show. I had heard about it on one of the other podcasts I listened to on Security Now, which is a super geeky, Steve Gibson, this super geeky programmer guy who's into computers and such, but he can be very, and I can be pretty critical too, probably not as much as him, but when a show purports to be about technology and computers and things like that, and then the show writers and actors and such just don't know what the hell they're doing and make super obvious mistakes and, you know, pretend that computers are magic and things like that. Ugh, irritating. But I had heard from him that he had seen a little bit about, and maybe had seen like a trailer or something. This was back before Mr. Robot started. I think it's in like week 8 now. But it looked pretty good. He said very good things about it. So I did. I think we watched the first episode, either at the premiere or maybe at the second showing, like 2 hours later that night on USA or whatever it's on. I think it was. We watched it the first night. Very good. Very interesting show. I like the characters. I like Christian Slater. It's not a spoiler to tell you he is a character in it, and I've always liked him as an actor. And as a little bit older actor, it's kind of cool to see him. With a little bit of age on him. But, I'm sitting out on the porch and a hummingbird just came up. I really need to redo. I've done a good job with our other bird feeders, but our hummingbird feeders need to be rejuvenated. Oh, little guy, I'll get you some. But I like Christian Slater. So, and not just him, the main protagonist, the guy who's playing that character whose name I can't remember is. Excellent actor. So very good show. And we had watched, but we fell off. It's hard to, we don't DVR for whatever. I just can't. I think it's like $20 a month from Time Warner. And I don't watch enough TV that's on present time. You know, like Doctor Who we're watching is 4 years old, you know, or however old it is, but it's old. We watch a whole lot more things that we can watch on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime or whatever than we do regular cable. I don't worry enough. It's not worth it to me to get a DVR to make sure that I can watch something that happens to be on right now. And that means that I fall behind on some things. And Mr. Robot is not on, any of the streaming services. You can purchase, I think on Amazon, episodes, $1.99 or whatever, but we don't have DVR, but we do have the, like built-in functionality in the set-top box that lets you watch anytime or whatever they call it. So you can go back and watch episodes. And so last night, I think episode 8 came out within the past week or so. But we watched episode 3 last night. Now, it was a weird one. It was interesting, but weird. It's a show about hackers. And like the classical hacker, both good and bad hacker sense, it gets things right in general. We haven't yet seen super crazy technical explanations of things, but even the kind of general explanations they're giving are all correct. It seems very well done. I haven't seen any glaring errors or anything so far. And the story is interesting. You know, it's this guy who works for a computer security company by day, and then he's like a hacker who, you know, takes it to the man in a very small way by night. And then he has been contacted by a group that Christian Slater is involved with that does the same thing, but on a much larger scale. And so, and now he's trying to make decisions about who he wants to be involved with and what he wants to do. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So we watched an episode of that. And then by that point, it was pretty late. And actually during none of that, after I had thought about, I hope the dog that's barking is not mine. B, regardless of which dog it is, I hope it isn't as loud as I'm afraid that it is on the audio. If so, sorry about that. But during that night, once I considered doing the podcast and then didn't think about it or and then put it aside for a little while, it was a full night. We did a whole bunch of stuff and forgot everything. So trying to do better today. Well, getting this knocked out, and I'm going to go ahead and get it in all fine. I've learned, just get it in all fine, get it transcoded, get it on the site, get a little blurb written up, and then go about your day. So, workflow. So, day has been, just finished running a little while ago. Got that out of the way, and been a nice day. Haven't done too much. Had to go to the store, run some errands. It's been one of those sort of days, so I think we may be getting ready to sit down and watch either Doctor Who or something else. So we'll see. Anyway, I think that'll be it for 11 minutes, so we're good. Don't want to run too long, even though you got a break from me. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The website is kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. That is me. That is my tag handle, whatever you want to call it. Many places on the internet. The other ones, like Google Plus and Facebook, are usually search for Ken Kennedy, but there are also links at kenzoid.com for those things. You can leave me comments there at kenzoid.com as well. So thanks. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike 3.0, unported, I'm pretty sure. That'll be it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.